Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hi besties, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. So I hope you have your iced coffee, your lemon water, or your wine ready for today's episode. We are chatting about all things life. So from where I'm currently at in my healing journey, how I've been feeling lately, where my mindset is at, my main focus for where I'm at this stage in my life, I'm just so excited to update you guys on all the things. Today, my drink of choice is actually a green smoothie. This green smoothie has spinach, half a banana, frozen peaches and strawberries, a scoop of my organic vanilla protein powder, as well as oat milk. And I have to say, this is the perfect midday pick-me-up, especially now that the weather is getting warmer. I've been really craving smoothies either when I wake up in the morning as my breakfast. I don't typically eat breakfast. Food in the morning just doesn't suit well with my body. But if I do eat, it's going to be a green smoothie. Or if I'm hungry like mid-afternoon after lunch but before dinner, I will make myself a green smoothie and go by the pool and read or journal or do something of that nature. So that is what I have today. As I said, today we are talking all about life and kind of what's been going on. It's been a minute since I've done a sit down deep dive with you about my life and all the things going on. I think the last time I kind of did something like this was when I was making my career pivot, but I kind of get self-conscious when it comes to creating episodes that aren't necessarily super quote-unquote valuable or like where I'm sharing tips and things like that. I have this limiting belief that if I'm not providing what I think is valuable, then people don't really care what I have to say or they're not interested in this type of content. But I know that that's just a limiting belief that I have to work on, because it never fails that every time I do kind of like a life update podcast episode, or I just kind of open up a little bit more personally, I always get the most responses afterwards from you guys. I get so many DMs of people saying that, you know, they're experiencing the same thing, or they feel the same way, or, you know, things like that. So it's a reminder to myself that, you know, I don't always have to provide quote unquote value in the sense of like sharing tips or how to's or tutorials or things like that. Like, I can come on here, talk about what's going on in my life, and I know it's going to resonate with someone in some way. And, you know, the whole goal or purpose of the podcast is to help others feel supported, feel guided. And I know for me, hearing people and where they're at in their journey helps me to feel that way as well. So I'm hoping to kind of make this more of a consistent thing where I kind of update you guys on all the things. And obviously, I still like to keep certain things to myself, but I am learning to be more open and vulnerable without being afraid of judgment or whatever the case is. I really hope that you enjoy this episode. I hope it resonates with you in one way or another. I would love to hear about it. I don't have any updates other than I love you guys, but without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. So the first thing that I wanted to share with you guys is kind of where I'm at in terms of my mindset and my healing journey. For me, they kind of go hand in hand. So I feel like ever since my 27th birthday, I have felt this major shift within me mentally and emotionally. Let me just say, I understand now what people mean when they say that the older you get, the more you just don't care anymore about the things that you that you used to care about when you were younger, and the more like confident and secure you become in yourself. And I definitely feel that happening. I don't want to say it happened overnight, but it kind of feels like it happened overnight, where the things that I used to be self-conscious about or care about, I no longer really care. Like, I'm just focused on doing me, doing what I want, focusing on bettering myself. I really don't care what the next person is doing. I'm just not concerned with things that don't support me in being the person I want to be or in my happiness. And that may sound selfish, but I think we all get to a point where we realize what really matters to us, and what doesn't matter just doesn't have space in our lives or in our mind. And that's kind of where I feel like I am. And it's such an empowering feeling, especially as someone who used to be like a chronic worrier and overthinker and, you know, play these ridiculous scenarios in my head of like how people perceive me or think of me, or, you know, like playing out situations that aren't actually truth. And to go from that to now being at this place of inner peace and not really caring about what you can't control and not focusing on the things that aren't bettering you is a very empowering feeling. I also feel like I'm in this unapologetic mindset of taking up space as I deserve to, of not being afraid to assert myself and my needs, especially when it comes to my career, and just not giving time or energy to things I genuinely do not care about, and not feeling guilty for not caring about certain things. Now more than ever in my life, I feel so much more focused and determined and just like in the zone of bettering myself each and every single day, while simultaneously finding balance between working towards my goals and living my life, of course. And that's another thing of kind of where I'm at mentally, is these last few months I have been working really hard on not working really hard. And what I mean by that is, if you follow me on Instagram or TikTok or anything like that, you may have seen some of my recent reels where I'm talking about breaking free from hustle culture and finding balance, or finding beauty in like the little things, and, you know, balancing like work and life. And I've really been practicing what I've been preaching about having a work-life balance, about not working more than I live. And, you know, I talked about how that's a really big goal for me in 2022, and, you know, so on and so forth, and that how that was a big lifestyle change that I wanted to make. And these last few months have proven that I've been walking my talk, and I've really been prioritizing myself over productivity and over completing things on my to-do list. And that doesn't mean that I've like become lazy or I've been procrastinating. In actuality, I've been getting my shit done. I've been completing my tasks. I've been growing my platforms. I've been building my brand. And, you know, I've been making major progress towards my goals and where I want to be. But without burning out and overextending myself. And I've done less physical work now, but I've seen more results, as opposed to last year, for example, where I was literally working all day every day. I did not have a social life. I did not prioritize self-care. I did not listen to my body. I did not nourish and nurture myself properly. My routines and my rituals were out of place, and I still wasn't getting where I thought I should be. And so, you know, after having an extreme burnout moment, I decided that I needed to do things differently if I wanted to really grow and be sustainable. And so these last few months, I've really been practicing that in real life and in real time. And it honestly is one of the most amazing feelings to be able to prioritize yourself without beating yourself up for it. That was one of my biggest struggles when I decided that I wanted to make this lifestyle change. I would essentially practice self-care, or I would, you know, take a break from work. But while I was taking a break in my mind, I was like beating myself up. I would tell myself things like, you should be working right now. You have too much to do. You don't have time to rest. You don't have the privilege to not do anything right now. And those thoughts would not allow me to actually enjoy my restful self-care period. And so the whole point of resting or practicing self-care was defeated because I didn't even allow myself to truly rest. I love that I'm finally at this place where I can practice self-care and not feel guilty about it, that I can release myself from the shackles of hyper-productivity and, you know, hustle culture, and the fact that I'm still seeing progress and results in myself and my business and my career, like all the things that I'm working on, progress is still being made without burnout. And I feel like I found this secret formula, this like magic potion that everyone needs to get on, because it literally is life-changing. I just have to say, as someone who used to have a victim mindset and who had a terrible negative mentality, I know how hard it is to overcome it and to feel stuck in your ways. But I'm just here as a living, breathing example that it is 100% possible to flip your mindset, to change the way you think, change the way you feel. It doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect all the time. That's not the goal. The goal is to know that at any moment, at any time, you have the power to decide something differently. Okay, so that's kind of where my mindset is at the moment. Now, I kind of want to talk about where I'm at in my healing journey, because I feel like ever since I turned 27, I have entered this healing phase. And actually, according to the Pattern app, which if you don't know what the Pattern app is, download it right now. Just download it right now. Do yourself a favor. Download it. Insert the information that it asks of you and your life will be so much better, I promise. But intuitively and internally, I have felt myself entering this new season of healing and growing. And granted, we're always healing, we're always growing, but now more than ever at this time in my life, I feel it. And then I took a look at my Pattern app to see what current cycles I'm going through in my life. Sure enough, one of the patterns that I entered on my 27th birthday was the cycle of healing. I read up on what this cycle consists of, and of course it matched everything that I intuitively already knew. So that was just validation that what I was feeling was correct. So with that being said, I know that right now in my life, I am in this cycle of deep, deep healing. And I've gone through some major healing and growth within the last few years, but this time feels different than any other cycle or season that I've been in my life. I think it feels different because, one, I'm more mentally stronger and clear, and I now have the proper tools set in place to help me navigate my healing journey, versus before, I didn't really know what I was doing or what to do or how to go about it. The answers have just been coming clearly to me of what I need to work on, and then I just work on it. So some examples of how like these messages have been coming to me are through my dreams. I always, like every single night, I'm not exaggerating, every single night I have the most vivid, crazy, real life like dreams. And lately I've been having dreams about certain things, and I will wake up with a feeling in my chest or this feeling of like, ooh, I need to kind of work through this right now. So I've been having even more than normal intense dreams of certain things that I need to heal or work on, certain experiences that maybe I need to, you know, let go of, things like that. I've also been receiving, you know, these messages through meditation. I will get like a random memory in my head. The last way that I've been getting these messages, there's been things that, like, for example, my partner has said to me just in conversation, and it stuck with me, and I knew that that statement or that sentence stuck with me for a reason, and I needed to kind of explore that. And so I did, and I ended up opening this whole door of things that I hadn't yet looked at but knew I was ready to look at now. So I hope that makes sense. In my mind it does, but the things that I'm healing at this stage in my life are pretty heavy things, and There are things that I've always been aware to, but I don't think I was ready to confront them until now. The reason why I feel ready now is because, like I said, I feel mentally stronger, I'm more well-equipped, and also I've been here already, so I already know what to expect and, you know, how to take care of myself as I heal. And this is going to sound really crazy or weird, but even though the things that are currently coming up for me are really heavy topics or heavy situations, I actually feel so excited to heal these things and work through them. Like, I actually anticipate what my next thing is going to be to heal. Before, I wouldn't want to deal with my stuff, you know, because it was too scary or it was too much to deal with, and I just didn't want to deal with the feelings and the memories and all the things that come up when you take a look inside. So as a result of that, I would deflect and distract myself. But now where I'm at, when something comes up for me in a dream or in meditation or in conversation and I notice it, I'm like, ooh, that's something. Something's coming up for me right now. There's something I need to explore. I need to go journal right now. I need to go meditate. I need to go, you know, ask for guidance. I get really excited because I know that the more that I work through things, the better I become as a soul, as an individual, as a mentor, girlfriend, friend, whatever. And I know that even if it's painful in the moment, in the end, it's for my highest good and it's going to only benefit me. With where I'm at in my healing journey, I wanted to share some key advice or key pointers that I think everyone needs to remember as you navigate your own healing journey. So these are some things that I've learned along the way. So the very first thing that I think is important to note in your healing journey is when something comes up for you, when you are triggered, when you are reminded of an unpleasant memory, or when you're in pain, whatever it is, address it as soon as possible. What I will say is, you know, if you're triggered, if you're upset, you know, if something happens to you and you're emotionally charged, allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you feel. We're not here to spiritually bypass. We're not here to ignore the problem. If you feel sad, angry, upset, lonely, hurt, betrayed, etc., feel those feelings. Don't ignore it. Don't suppress it. Don't act like everything's okay. Feel those feelings. But after you kind of give yourself that time and space to feel, address the problem. Because what I've learned is that the more you ignore the root of the problem, the root of your pain, the root of your trauma, whatever it is, the bigger the issue will get. And eventually, the root problem is going to grow and grow and grow, and it's going to blow up in your face until you can no longer ignore it, and it's going to be a bigger issue, a bigger deal. So to avoid it blowing up in your face in a way that's like really, really painful, address the issues that come up for you when they come up for you. You will avoid so much unnecessary pain, unnecessary situations, and things like that. Prior to knowing this, I was definitely the type to ignore it. And as a result, I would find myself in these very extreme situations that did not allow me to ignore it anymore, as opposed to now, the moment that, you know, I feel something come up for me or I'm triggered, I recognize it right then and there, and then I can heal through it, work through it, and it doesn't get really any bigger than that. The second thing that I will say when it comes to your healing journey, and it goes along with tip number one, is that you will experience the same lessons, the same pain, over and over and over and over again until you learn the lesson. One of the areas where I've had to learn the same lesson over and over has been with my friendships. So the situation that I kept finding myself in with friendships was being in friendships where I was constantly being used or taken advantage of, or, you know, the relationship was always very one-sided. So the reason why I kept experiencing this situation over and over again with different friends is because there were a few lessons that I needed to learn. The first lesson that I needed to learn was to put myself first and to know that I, before I can be there for my friends or anyone else, I have to be there for myself first. That was something that I didn't know how to do. The second thing I needed to learn was how to set boundaries with people and how to uphold my boundaries. You know, I used to be the kind of person where I genuinely just wanted to be there for everyone. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm still that type of person where I do want to be there for people. But there does come a point where you overextend yourself too much. And when you overextend yourself to the wrong people, that will drain you and have you feeling depleted. And I think the third lesson that I had to learn when it comes to friendships is that not everyone is going to have the same heart as me. Not everyone is going to have the same good intentions as me. And to learn how to use discernment and trust my intuition and not allow other people's intentions affect who I am as a person. And just because other people are a certain way, it doesn't mean that I have to change my heart and my genuine nature and who I am as a person. I just have to learn how to use discernment. And if my intuition is telling me you can't trust this person or be cautious around this person, I had to learn how to listen to that instead of ignore it. You know, I had to go through that situation a few times with a few friends, and finally, you know, after a while, I started recognizing the pattern within myself that was causing myself to be in these situations in the first place, and also with the type of friends that I was picking or choosing to be around. My next key point that I think is important to note is not anything new, we've heard it before. It's that healing is not linear, and I completely agree with this. Healing is an up and down, back and forth, side to side type of journey. But what I have found is most important with this is giving yourself patience and self-compassion. Those two things will take you so far. It is all you need on this healing journey, patience and self-compassion for yourself when you find yourself kind of going back to old ways, or, you know, not being over something that you think you should be over already, or making the same mistakes that you did in the past. Yes, you can choose to beat yourself up over it, talk negatively to yourself, self-sabotage. You could do those things, but how is that helping you in any way? Is that how you would talk to your best friend or cheat your best friend? You wouldn't talk to them that way. So why would you talk to yourself that way? And this has been the biggest help in my healing journey and not hurting myself, and has helped me to move forward even if I feel I made a mistake or if I feel like I should be over something. The moment I show myself self-compassion and patience is a sign of healing in itself. Okay, so the last update and what I want to leave off this episode with is just how things are finally starting to pay off, and it feels really, really good. As I mentioned, you know, a few episodes ago, I made this career pivot from doing coaching and mentoring to full-time content creation and fulfilling my purpose in ways that call to me as opposed to coaching. That was a hard decision for me to make for my ego, not knowing what the future holds and things like that. And now, a few months in, and I know that I made the right decision, because the way that things just fell into place the moment I stopped forcing and started to just surrender and listen to my intuition and what was being shown to me, everything started falling into place. And I just feel so grateful to be where I am right now, where things are in real time falling into place, and so many moving parts and things are happening all the time, and I like need to take a step back and just take it in, because it's a lot and it can be overwhelming and stressful. But at the same time, I know that this is what I've been working towards, and now that it's here, I do not want to lose this moment. I don't want to overlook this. I don't want to rush past it. I want to just take it all in with all the craziness and madness and chaos that's going on around me with my career and, you know, everything that's happening. I'm just like, embracing it all and learning to be appreciative of the struggles that come with everything that I've been working for. And so just wanted to share that. I'm very happy with the decision that I made, and I know that everything is falling into place in divine timing and perfect order, and the universe always has our backs. And as long as we surrender and flow and trust and have faith and are also consistent and show up and do the work, things are always going to work out as they are meant to. It's just the inevitable. And so that's kind of where I'm at. Mentally, it is 333 as I'm ending this episode. And side note, I have been seeing so many angel numbers today, so that's also where I'm at. I feel so supported, so guided, so on the right path, mentally clear, emotionally strong. I'm healing, I'm growing, I'm going, glowing through it, I should say. And I am embracing it all. If you love this episode and you want to gain some good karma points from the universe, I highly suggest sending this episode to a friend, to a family member, to a coworker, to someone who you think may need to hear this episode, and watch something good happen to you. But if you also love this episode, I would so appreciate if you could leave either an iTunes or Spotify review so more people can discover this beautiful community that we have here. Screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can personally thank you for your support, for listening, and all the things. And that is all I have to say for today's episode. I love you guys so, so much. Have a beautiful rest of your week. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.